Wednesday was the Dolphins' final day of practice before Friday's preseason game in Jacksonville. Here's everything you may have missed. Mike Wallace, finally, big play from Ryan Tannehill, a 40-yard touchdown during practice. Here's what Wallace said about the play after practice.
I scored a lot of touchdowns on deep balls, so I know how that go. And, you know, all the time it's not going to happen the way you want it. Like I say, you just have to be patient. It's football. Sometimes things don't go the way you plan, but that's why we have practice, and that's why we're in camp, to do this every day and work on the timing and get there. And I think, like I said, I've been saying from day one, I think by the time we get to the regular season, we'll be hitting our stride.
Wallace clearly one of the top receivers on this team. Meanwhile, the battle for the number 4 and 5 wide receiver spots very much up in the air. Joe Philbin was asked what it'll take for somebody to emerge in that battle.
I don't want to make it sound too simple, but one of the things we want to see in both the practice environment and in the game is, you know, making plays, stepping up and making plays in the passing game, show an ability to get open, separate, catch the football consistently, block in the running game. Those are the things we really want to see.
Does seem kind of simple. Defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle was also asked about a position battle today. Cornerback opposite Brent Grimes, Richard Marshall, and Dimitri Patterson.
Neither one got a whole lot of reps in the opening preseason game, and the reps that they did get, they weren't particularly challenged very much. So that's going to be an ongoing competition throughout training camp. And again, we'll see how everything shakes out with the young players that are developing. Nolan Carroll didn't have the opportunity to compete the other night, and he's been having a good training camp as well. So there's still a lot of things to be settled there at the corner spot, but we're lucky to have some of the depth that we have there right now.
As you can tell, that thing not even close to being settled yet. Dolphins will travel up to Jacksonville on Thursday, then the game Friday night from Everbank Field. Keep checking back to Dolphins.com for all of your preseason and training camp coverage. I'm Jesse Agler, and this was In Case You Missed It.